that I don't have something on. How about the, you might call these wrists and knees and ankles, shoulders, you might have pains. You see, I have pains in my, talk about all of them.
Joints.
And this is my
chest.
These are my
shoulder blades.
Or just the
shoulders.
And if someone gets around a lot, you might say the person is really
active.
Right. Do you use the word peppy or spry for anything?
No, I don't. I never.
A person who's man came in here and picked up the, you know, your moving man came in here and picked up your washing machine over there all by himself, picked it up and carried it up the stairs. So he's really what?
Strong man.
Okay. Now, do you ever use the word stout to mean strong?
Not to mean.
What does stout mean?
Stout would be heavy.
Is it the same thing as fat?
Well, you would refer to somebody as stout that wasn't that was big but not fat.
Okay. All right. How about the word husky? Do you use that?
Husky, I would use.
Okay, and that
husky
mean,
would be what? Stout. In a sense, would be a synonymous with stout.
Okay, good. Now, if something caused you fear, you'd say, I'm what?
I'm afraid.
And what is the negative of used to be? She used to, you say, but I say she used to be afraid, and you say, no, she...
She never was.
But, yes, or just the negative of used to be. Do you ever use...
She never was. You'd have to get some kind of a weighty.
You wouldn't use didn't used to be.
Didn't used to be, huh? Well, that wouldn't be about a balance, no. But I don't think I would use that didn't used to be.
Okay. How about if someone, say some of these firemen go out to fires and get themselves killed because they're
careless?
And something, I don't, what are some words, different words for peculiar?
Odd.
Others.
Different.
One starting with a Q.
Quaint.
Another one.
Queer.
All right. Now, do you regularly use this word to mean peculiar? And if not, why not?
Queer?
Yeah.
What I regularly use to...
What does queer mean? Usually mean?
Queer would be a person who is a male who
all
is
right.
effeminate.
All right.
That would be one of the...
What I'm getting at is, do you think that you avoid using this word
because of its suggestion?
Yeah. You can say he's a queer... you said he's a queer fellow or a queer man. This wouldn't be the same thing as calling him a queer. A queer. I mean, it had to be used as.
No, it wouldn't. But there would be a possibility of being misunderstood.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know that. But queer. I have come to think of queer as
sure. Well, that's
this